This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Rise in Ramadan program in session number 2, and that is reflection on selective supplications or du'as in Islam. Alhamdulillah, we have gone through so many du'as. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters, it is a very beautiful journey of du'as. We get to know that Allah Rabbul Izzah taught us so many du'as to ask for so many things for our own benefit. So Allah being the Khaliq, the Creator, the Rabb, you know, the Lord of the worlds, He is so merciful, extremely kind, towards us, that He showed us what to ask and how to ask. Subhanallah. In today's session, we shall learn another beautiful dua, which will be the last dua for this journey of du'as in Rise in Ramadan program. And this dua, we are actually ending with a very beautiful note, it's a very productive dua in fact, and it goes like this from Surah Al-Furqan, Surah number 25, ayah number 74, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us the following.
رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is teaching us a very important thing to ask. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, and those who say, our Lord bestow on us from our wives and our offspring, who will be the comfort of our eyes and make us leaders for the muttaqoon. This is something which is so powerful. Allahu Akbar. Regarding the coolness of eyes, Hassan al-Basri, he states that the original coolness of eyes is to see a person's family involved in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The health and welfare and happiness of the family is also included in it. Allah's chosen servants are not only concerned with their own reformation and are satisfied by their own good deeds alone, they are also concerned with the reformation and actions of their wives and their children. And they continue to make an effort in this regard, and part of their effort is to make dua also. Qurtubi states, there can be nothing more soothing, cooling to the eyes than persons seeing his wife and children being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coolness of the eyes, as mentioned by Ikrama, he says, Mufassireen have not taken the meaning of beauty and grace, but they say it means to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very powerful dua where we ask Allah, Rabbana, O our Lord, Hablana, grant us a gift. You know, Hablana is like granting a gift. Haba is basically hiba. It comes, as a gift. So we are asking Allah to grant us a gift. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun. This qurrata ayun is coolness of our eyes. We are asking Allah to make us leader and of those who guard, who are conscious, who are muttaqoon. Of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to help us all and getting to the level of these du'as, subhanallah, we ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to accept every bit from us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our struggle, our salah, our siyam, our Quran, our du'as, our wishes, our things which we ask Allah throughout the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all His names and attributes to accept our du'as and make us better. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ease and peace in our lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the success in this world and the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and the hereafter. We ask Allah to forgive us and our parents, the living and the dead. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us always in a way that is pleasing to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our sacrifices, our efforts, our time, our energy, our investment of everything that we do for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzah, we ask You to forgive us in this great month of Ramadan. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Ya Allah, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Oh Allah, You are the one who forgive, and You love to forgive. You are the most kind to forgive. So forgive us, Ya Allah, and grant us the highest level of Jannah, witnessing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.